Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Today, we're going to talk about the difference between venting and dumping. Which I think is a really interesting set of words.
I did too. And when I saw this, I thought, this looks interesting because I think I have done both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do it with you, don't I?
Yeah.
I vent and dump. And I always work, I have to tell you, because you and I get here early,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we just work in our separate offices, mm-hmm. and sometimes we sit down and we talk about things. Yeah. And sometimes I vent, and sometimes I dump.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be mindful, because I don't want to pollute your time, take your time just getting rid of my frustrations. But I'm guilty about this. So that's why I was interested in reading more about it, because I thought, I might confuse these two.
No, you're fine.
No, don't tell me that. I know what you're thinking.
I make notes, and I use it all later on.
You're like Madame Defarge. You're knitting and okay. You're keeping track, right?
It's all right.
No, I worry about this.
No. But it's a very interesting idea. And this is written, it's an article in Psychology Today written by Dr. Judith Orloff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Difference Between Venting and Dumping.
Right.
And I like the idea because it's, thinking about how we deal with anger and frustration, mm-hmm. and those kinds of problems. And as you said, I think that we're all sort of guilty of doing both of these sometimes.
And we always tell our patients, whether they're youngsters or teenagers or adults, it's okay to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a normal human response to events.
Right.
It's how you express that anger that becomes the issue. It's not the anger.
Right.
It's how you express the anger.
Right.
And this addresses a little bit of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Orloff wrote a book entitled The Empath's Survival Guide.
Right.
And in it, she talks about these issues. Mm-hmm. You know, as an empath, she's a psychiatrist and an empath, as she said in the column.
Yeah, she calls herself an empath, as an empath.
Right.
Right.
And what that sort of suggests is that she takes it all in. She feels what other people are feeling, and she takes mm-hmm. that on, which could make her a fantastic psychiatrist, mental health professional. But it also puts you at risk for holding on to things that are other people's challenges and other people's issues, and being unable to leave it at the office.
Right.
Of sorts.
Right. Don't take theirs on.
Right.
Who's in business, they say, don't, whose monkey is it?
Right.
Don't let somebody else put their monkey on your back.
Right.
It's theirs to deal with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if we talk about the positive side first, she refers to venting as something a little bit more positive. It's a more positive way for dealing with frustration and anger. Mm-hmm. And venting typically feels healthy. It's one issue that you're focusing on, one specific thing. It's usually pretty restricted mm-hmm. time-wise. It doesn't go on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not repeating the same thing over and over again. There's no blaming or anything like that.
Right.
It's just a healthy way of communicating frustration about something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dumping, on the other hand, is a little bit different.
Right.
With dumping, as its name would suggest, feels more toxic, unhealthy. It's overwhelming. It starts leading from thing to thing to thing to mm-hmm. thing to issue to issue to issue.
Right.
And you're going over the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of blaming and sort of being the victim and all those kinds of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
When we're dumping instead of venting.
Right. We become, as the recipient, if somebody is venting
mm-hmm.
or somebody is dumping, as the recipient, you're acutely aware of whether you're getting somebody's venting on you or somebody's dumping on you.
Right.
Because dumping, you were right, it's toxic, blaming, victim. It goes on and on and on and on. You're driving these points home.
Right.
And there isn't a search for solutions. It's just, I am getting rid of this and I'm going to dump it on you.
Right.
Okay.
And we see this a lot in therapy because, and it's really, really challenging. These kinds of circumstances are really, really challenging because the person wants to dump. They just want to get rid of all of it. And it's just, you know, it's sort of one of those, when the gates open, it's right. all coming out.
Right.
And as a psychologist, when I'm sitting there with a patient who's dumping. Who's doing that, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know about you, but I find myself just kind of sitting there and there's not much to respond to because it's sort of meandering all over the place. And
what do they call it in a dump truck? The part that holds all the stuff that gets dumped. The bed?
I think so.
I don't know what it's called. Anyway, the part of the dump, until it's empty,
right?
There's no point.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop. Just let it empty out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in therapy, that's easy to do.
Right.
We do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In our personal life,
right.
it becomes a little more, if your teenager dumps, mm-hmm. your partner dumps, a sibling
right.
dumps, it's a little more difficult to tolerate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's difficult to even know what to do because you're there and they're dumping and you start to say something and...
It's more coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you should probably do the same thing. You should right. probably wait until... The best advice is wait until it empties out.
Right.
And then see if there's anything you can do. There may not be anything you can do.
Right.
There may not be any next step.
Right.
You may just have to sit and listen to it because
right.
you can't stop it. I mean, right. it's all going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that... And you have to be... A few things that I would mm-hmm. encourage people to consider. One is... Be cautious about how serious you take it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the recipient of the dumping, then you want to be careful about how you take things because words will be said. Sometimes there's a lot of catastrophizing
mm-hmm.
with it. It's exaggerations that come with
right.
it.
That's right.
And so you want to be careful that you don't take it so literal from what they're saying.
That's true.
mm-hmm. And a second thing is that, yes, you may have to wait. And just let it all go and wait until it all is emptied out. But if you're in a relationship with somebody and you find that they are dumping and dumping and dumping, and then the next day they're dumping, and then the next day they're dumping, and
mm-hmm.
it's just this perpetual, this is becoming the nature of your relationship with that person, you need to determine for your own
right.
health reasons
mm-hmm.
how much you want to be exposed to that.
Right.
You know, I think a great strategy for that is... at a moment when the person is not dumping, when they're sort
mm-hmm.
of in a state where you can have a conversation and everything, you know, bring that up and say, you know, there are times when, you know, I want to be here for you. I care about you. I care about the way that you, some of the things you're going through. But there's times when you just kind of start unloading things. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to help you. And it's really difficult for me to talk with you about it. Let's come up with a keyword, or let's come up with something mm-hmm. that I can do to let you know when that's happening. Because I don't think I don't know that you are fully aware of
mm-hmm.
when it's happening. And so, you know, I might say something like, I feel like you're needing to dump. And
right.
that's sort of the cue to you that,
right.
you know, this is what's happening so that we can make adjustments or we can, you know, figure out how to handle it.
You know, ideally, if a couple, and I think particularly... This is particularly the case with couples.
Mm-hmm,
I think that's
mm-hmm,
where it applies
right.
Most obviously there. If a couple could reach a point where you would have an agreement,
mm-hmm.
It's almost like the laws of war.
Right.
You know, there are laws of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you know it's illegal to do certain things even in time of war.
Right.
That if a couple could come to a point where they could say to each other, look, I'm frustrated. I just got to dump. I just have
right.
to dump. So the other partner knows that they're just going to sit and let this person unload.
Yeah.
Okay? There are other times when you want to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And vent is you want to move toward a solution.
Yeah, there's problem okay. solving involved.
That's right. And frequently, I think couples mix, certainly I have been guilty of this, couples confuse the two.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to work something out, but I end up dumping.
Right.
And sometimes... I just want to dump, and the
mm-hmm.
other person wants to work toward a solution.
Right.
So I think a couple has to decide which battlefield we're on.
Right.
You know, is this just a dump, or are we trying to solve some problem?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that comes with the
code
communication.
We have to have some code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that is the cue that this is what's happening or what needs to happen. And that puts everybody in the frame of mind. Because then if you want to dump and I'm not receptive to that right now, I can say, can we do that later?
Can we talk
about that later?
Right.
I really want you to get it out. But, you know, I've got a lot going on right now.
And what a wonderful thing for couples to do for each other.
Right.
You know, to just be able to say, of course, yes. Or to say, I can't right now, but give me 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. And then everybody's needs get met, you know. But what a great thing for couples to do for each other,
right?
You know, and what a wonderful thing for children to learn. Imagine if
they
saw their parents doing this,
right?
What a wonderful lesson, that would be for children.
It would be good stuff. Mm. So, all right. Anything else about venting and dumping?
Well, we didn't really talk about venting as much as we talked about dumping.
Well,
because it's actually the opposite, right? It's time limited, no blaming, no victim, right? But that's the confusion. That's where we confuse the two.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the goal. Right. It's the purpose of it.
Right.
You know, dumping is really just to purge.
And with one more hurricane, I got home last night, and there's so much to do to prepare. For those of you who don't live in Florida, there's preparation for a hurricane.
Right. Okay. We're recording this the day before the hurricane hits.
And I went home and I started to say something to my family, well, we have to do this. And immediately somebody else, one other family member, started to say, well, I'm going to do this and this and that. And we began to work at cross purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we have so much to do. Mm-hmm. Let's just have one leader.
Yeah.
If you want to be the leader of this preparation, it's okay. I'll follow orders. But if not, let me take the lead and let's put everything in some logical order. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're all going to be doing different things and we're not going to be ready.
Yeah.
And that was sort of venting.
Yeah.
But with the hurricane, there's going to be cleanup. We're going to lose electricity. We're not going to have air conditioning. People are going to be on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good time to remember the difference between venting and dumping.
Absolutely.
Because most of us are going to want to most of us are going to be prone to dumping because the environmental stresses are going to increase.
Absolutely.
So keep this stuff in mind. Keep this in mind. There's a difference between venting and dumping.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Oh, my goodness.
That is it for today. This is the last podcast we're recording the day before.
Until we die. In this lifetime. Now, we have this. I'm just fascinated by the storm.
Yeah.
Because of its size.
And what's funny is
our peninsula. Wait a minute. How wide is Florida?
120 miles? At its widest?
Yeah.
How
wide is the hurricane?
Or the...
Our peninsula is about 120 miles wide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This hurricane is 170 miles wide, which means the entire state, and it's unthinkable, you know, that the entire state is going to be covered by this storm.
Yeah.
For 2 days?
Well, but again... Days? People who are listening to this are listening to it about 4 days after the hurricane hit. So
we're talking about it. So please understand that we're talking about it as we are approaching it.
So
whatever happened.
This is our predict. So everything's fine. Everything's great.
We're fine.
It's all good. Nothing really came about from the hurricane, you know, it kind of, we got some rain.
Oh, you mean like you're talking about after the fact?
This is our.
Yeah. You know, we don't worry about these storms. We can handle it. We're Floridians.
I love those memes on Facebook and stuff. And it's like, you know, there's the biggest hurricane in recorded history on its way. Floridians. And somebody sitting back in a lawn chair with their glasses on. That's great.
Right. With their pina colada.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of anxiety about this. So we hope.
There was. Yeah. We don't know what we're going to be doing a week from now.
Right.
When we're going to be back. Right. There's a real possibility that I don't know what the electricity situation. We've already been told that you're going to be without power.
Yeah, we've only recorded enough podcasts through this one, so
a week.
You know, that's right. We did a week's worth of podcasts, so we'll see.
So we may have to go to North Carolina to do the rest of our podcast.
That's right. We're gonna distance cast.
Right.
So, all right. So until next time. If there is a next time.
How would we say this? Stay healthy, stay happy, and forget to be afraid.
That's right.
In the face of the biggest storm in history.
That's right. So do that. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.